Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tamika. How may I help you?
Hi, there's a charge on my credit card for high quality excellence for $56.95. What type of company are you? What do you sell?
Okay, well, we sell multiple products. We actually service different products. And it sounds like that amount looked like something was purchased. Let me start off by getting your zip code, sir.
33418.
What is your first and last name?
Peter Healy, H-E-L-I-E.
Your last name is H-E-L-L-I-E?
H-E-L-I-E.
It's P-E-T-E-R, it's Peter.
Yes, that's correct. Peter Healy, H-E-L-I-E.
Okay. And I do have an account for you for security purposes. Let me get you to verify your address, please.
12007 Cilio Court, Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, 33418.
Okay. In 1 second, I can let you know what that charge is for.
Thank you.
It looks like... 1 second. Looks like this account goes all the way back until it started September the 2nd, 2021. It looks like you purchased the fuel saver for a shipping and handling charge of $6.70.
Fuel saver?
Yes, sir. You purchased that product. It was shipped to your address.
Well, what is it? $56.95. What's that?
Okay, so the reason you were charged the $56.95 is because that fuel saver, that was a welcoming gift for joining our factory direct savings store. And what that is, sir, it's an online web store. The benefits of that is that we send you a $125 gift card every month you are enrolled. It also stated in the terms and conditions that we was going to bill you for that membership within 48 hours.
Cancel that. I didn't order that. I didn't want it. As far as I'm concerned, that's fraudulent. So you'll have to cancel that and refund my account, okay?
Okay, so, sir, you didn't make that purchase?
No. You've got to refund my account.
Okay. So, sir, first of all, I don't have a problem with counseling the account for you, but what I'm trying to get an understanding is, are you stating that this is a fraudulent charge?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So is anyone in your household who could have used your card without your authorization?
No, there's only one card and I have it in my wallet. No.
Okay. Well, it looks like I will have to get you transferred over to our fraud department so that they can begin an investigation to see who used your card without your authorization. But before I proceed, I just want to make sure that you are aware. We do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who places this order without your knowledge. And before I proceed with this transfer and call, you don't recall the shipping and handling charge of the $6.70?
No, you can send me over to your fraud department. I'm also going to call Citibank. I'm also going to call Citibank and let them know there's fraud on my card as well.
Okay, just hold for me. I'll transfer you over.
Mm-hmm.